Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage, where who thought we'd be coming back to another Star Wars prequel property?
I thought that.
How did you know?
A lot of people, you know, they like Star Wars.
Yep.
They watch Star Wars stuff.
We talked about should we do this or not.
Yeah. Search engine optimization.
Ooh,
has something to
SEO.
Do with it, probably. Yeah. Plus, we love Star Wars.
We love Star Wars, and leave a like on this video, except for this. This is a horrible movie. What did you think, Mason?
I quite liked it.
What?
I didn't mind. So we've done Star Wars stuff. I mean, we've done Star Wars stuff before, but we've done Clone Wars stuff before, but we didn't. The thing we covered last time, I think, was predominantly clone-related.
Yeah.
Like it was an adventure of some of the little Jango Fett clones.
Yeah,
or
we did that. We did the finale, which is amazing. Mm. If people want to look at any of those. But this was the theatrical released movie.
Well, I have a question about this because I didn't see it at the time. Is this just not like 3 or 4 episodes stitched together?
Why do you say that?
Because it feels like 3 or 4 episodes just stitched together.
You've done it. You've done it, Mason.
Terrific.
You've somehow done it. And that's not to say that there isn't the genesis of some really great ideas.
Because it doesn't have 3 acts. It has like 3 little acts.
A thing ends.
A pause. Yeah. And then there's 3 more little acts.
Yeah. So what this was 4 episodes squashed together.
Okay.
And it certainly feels like that. So it was going to be that. Mm-hmm. And then it was going to be a feature-length pilot. Then it was thought, maybe we can squeeze some bloody juice out of this. And it was released in cinemas in 2008. Jedi Juice, that's right. And because of that release, and because of that, they got in Samuel L. Jackson and Christopher Lee, who don't voice them normally, to re-voice those characters just for this.
See, because I was listening, I was watching this, and I thought, boy, those sound alikes are very good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but no, after this, they're like, we can't afford this.
I see.
I mean, it's a very expensive and beautiful-looking show, but for a 2008 animated movie, this does not hold up in the same realm.
See, for me, I'm like, this whole thing is like, it exists outside of time and space. I don't know. I wasn't comparing it to like Pixar or DreamWorks or anything like that. But you know what I thought? I watched this and I'm like, these character models are pleasing to me.
What is it?
They've got
big brat style eyes.
The big brat style eyes.
The weird Thunderbird mannequin.
Yes, the chiseled facial hair.
Yeah.
They've got a certain, like, when they're standing around like a you know, some sort of boardroom.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they have a certain presence to them. And I'm like, it feels like they all are existing in the same space, mostly. There's an episode squeezed into this.
Four episodes.
Where they're climbing up a sheer cliff face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this looks like straight out of something out of like the Incredible Crash Dummies or a C-minus episode of Reboot or something.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm like, these are good character models. Yeah. Like, they feel solid, these ones.
I completely agree. And I think one of the advantages of doing it this way is you don't have to deal with like hair physics, clothes physics, for the most part. They're all in
They look armors. Like chess pieces.
Yeah, exactly, they do. You see that like Anakin and Obi-Wan are in, you know, in proper armor. Anakin's actually got like a Darth Vader-style chest plate.
Oh,
a bit of foreshadowing there for anybody who knows Star Wars.
Ah, because later they're going to meet up and Darth Vader's going to be like, you stole
Give
my
me
thing.
That!
Give me the thing!
I'll use the Force and I'll get it!
I'll use the good Force on you, mate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's quite the impasse.
What a showdown.
I agree. So this actually also didn't go through 20th Century Fox in terms of a distribution platform. Like all the Star Wars movies except for the first one, they were done in-house at Lucasfilm, and then 20th Century Fox get a very small percentage.
Interesting.
So this actually went through Warner Brothers.
What?
What indeed?
This is incredible. This web of movie studio bureaucracy, it's blown my mind, James.
Yeah. And the other thing is, this is really the world's introduction, though he had been working on a bunch of terrific stuff before, of Dave Filoni directing this.
I see.
Of course, he's moved on through various animated series and now live action. But I feel like by him putting his name on this is really throwing a guy under the bus to be like, this is going to cinemas, by the way. We're putting your name at the end. When the movie ends, it's not going to say George Lucas. It's going to say Dave Filoni.
It's going to say Dave Filoni thought this was good enough to go into theaters. He wasn't thinking about TV at all. He wasn't thinking about watching this on a little laptop or something. He was like, put this in IMAX. That's what he said.
And what else I didn't like about it was that we've talked about this show also. There was a 2003 2D animated, for the most part.
Yeah, cell animated,
Clone
yes.
Wars series,
in
which is
in the style of sort of Samurai Jack vibes. Yeah,
exactly. Amazing production quality, incredible series. I really love that. And then when I saw this, I'm like, how dare you?
See, that's very interesting you say that, because these sort of cover the same ground, don't they?
Yes.
Like this one does, and then
the other one's not canon anymore.
Yes, yeah, but like plot-wise, in terms of like the Clone Wars, if you will, they sort of do cover the same ground, and I think I do remember them, they both share like this action sequence where there's like an impasse and they've got I was going to say defeat an army of droids, but that's all the prequels, isn't it? But as much as I enjoyed the animation style of that cell animated Clone Wars, it was very like, but it was just a lot of snippets stitched together, and it
especially
felt very,
the first series.
Yeah, it felt very disjointed, whereas I thought, I was like, this is very cohesive.
You're loving The Room to Breathe, and you're loving the introduction of Rota the Huttless. Rotter the Huttlet.
What do they call him? Little Slimy?
Little
Stinky.
Stinky. I do not like the nicknames that people are giving each other.
Sky Guy? You didn't
Sky
like Sky Guy?
Snips. This is also the introduction of nice Anakin Skywalker.
Skywalker.
Good to see you, nice Anakin Skywalker. Because, you know, I feel like still there is a disconnect between this guy and the Sky Guy we see in the movies, the live action.
Sure, yes.
Yeah. But I don't know. I find it hard to believe that anybody would give Anakin an apprentice or want him to have one. But then
it's
again,
because you don't understand the wisdom of Yoda.
Well, I don't. And also, like,
the wisdom of Yoda, you do not understand.
But all the Jedi are also terrible.
A dumbass are you.
Yeah, well, that is true. But, like, your options are somewhat limited, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah, so I guess he's as good as Eddie. Actually, Dave Filoni wanted Ahsoka to be Obi-Wan Kenobi's apprentice, but it was
George. That's what Obi-Wan Kenobi wanted.
That's what he wanted also, too.
Yeah.
But it was George Lucas who was like, no, I think it'd be more interesting to hand her over to Anakin.
Now, I'm not overly familiar with Ahsoka Tano. Obviously, she's been in The Mandalorian. She's been in Book of Boba Fett for a minute.
You met her at that barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Bit of a yawn, I tell you that much. Long story's gone
forever. Oh, you jumped off a big cruiser and the cruiser crashed and all the clone troopers died, did you? Then you threw away your lightsabers. Boo and boring.
But as I understand...
Oh, you fought a woman and she just had a stick and that took you way too long, don't you think? Because she just had a stick. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, yeah. So from what I understand it, the Star Wars community at large did not like Ahsoka Tano from this introduction. But, of course, now that they've been forced to watch her in a number of things, now they love Ahsoka Tano.
Yes.
But, I mean, surely the joke in this is Anakin Skywalker now has to deal with a Padawan who was as annoying as he was.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that the bit?
Is the bit. But, look, I can't disagree. When she arrived, and I barely remember seeing this, I don't even remember how I saw it. I may have watched it a pirated version on some shady website.
Me?
I honestly don't remember. I definitely didn't see this in
cinemas. Probably watched it in Minecraft, wink.
Wink, yes, I did. I watched it in a Minecraft. But yeah, I think this show definitely benefited from being Star Wars and being produced in-house at Lucasfilm, because if this was any other property, this would have been cancelled immediately. There is no way that this would have got the run and also the chance to have so many really incredible storylines, and the animation just goes from strength to strength in every season. Like, if this was anything else, this would have disappeared forever.
It sounds like if we both saw this at the time, I would have continued watching it, and you would have quit after this, and you would have been all the poorer for it.
Yes, maybe you are right, Mason. Mm. And, you know, again, there are some good moments. You see Obi-Wan, he makes a little negotiation table with the Force.
He sure does.
Because, you know, in Revenge of the Sith, they call him the negotiator, and this, they're like, we'll have him do that. They said that thing, and everything has a backstory, including that nickname that was just said in passing.
Mm.
Anyway, one of the storylines is they got to get into an energy shield, and I feel like that's a very fun, like, solid snake-style espionage.
Hide-in-a-box
move.
And if you need more time, smoke some delicious cigarettes.
That's right. But then, of course, that story ends, and again, we get to the Count Dooku kidnaps the hut, or somebody does, and whatever, and they have to go rescue it because Jabba the Hutt's like, blah, 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 blah. You know that thing that
classic
he says.
Classic Jabba the Hutt, yes.
And so on. But what did you think of, like, for example, Truman Capote the Hutt? You're a fan of that guy?
I'm loving all the weird side characters and funny accented warlords in this. I like the fact that one of the, what are they called? Not the Coalition? What are they called?
The Trade Federation.
The Trade Federation. I like the general at the start of this was just sort of Irish. I like that. Better than some of the accents these characters do, isn't it?
That is certainly true. When he went fiddledy-dee.
He went fiddledy-dee.
Give me a Guinness, he said.
He sure did.
Not even a space Guinness, a regular Guinness. Please. Fiddledy-dee. Yeah, I also think what this show is creates an interesting wrinkle for episode 3 is that Anakin meets Count Dooku like multiple times. And in Revenge of the Sith, he's like, this last time we bloody hung out, my powers have doubled. So every time he sees him, he gets a little bit better. And then the very last time that he meets him, his powers have then doubled by the time he eventually beheads him.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he meets Count Dooku, he's just constantly leveling up. Just getting ready to behead this old man.
Do you think there's some sort of graph?
Yeah.
Do you think he has a day planner and he's written it all out and he shows Dooku every time and he's like, beheading day, there it is.
It's coming.
Coming, mate.
I got more force points. I've earned them on my force skill tree.
Maybe I should ask you, should I put them in agility or should I put them in strength, constitution? Where should I put them?
I'm putting them all into decapitation. I'm going to save them all up for you, mate. I like how, you know, they trick Dooku while he's fighting with rocks in his backpack. Very slick maneuver, by the way. That must be very difficult, Mason, fighting with a big rock. But I loved how Dooku was, like, really kind of upset and betrayed when he saw that little monster hut wasn't there. He was oh, you tricked me. Oh, come on.
That's poor form.
You're the bad guy.
Yeah.
You're the bad... What are you talking... You orchestrated a kidnapping. Why is this the line where you're like, oh, come on, that's a bit rough. I thought we were having fun. I thought this was fair.
There's probably a Jedi bylaw against it. It's technically against the rules.
It probably is.
No rocks substituting for babies. It doesn't matter how stinky they are.
Yeah. What do you think about the symmetry, the poetry, if you will, that Anakin is standing before Jabba the Hutt, and mere movies later, Luke is like, I'm going to kill everyone in this room.
I think symmetry and poetry are for cowards.
Interesting. What about subtext?
Cowards.
Okay, good. Excellent stuff. Do you want to do some green trivia?
It's for cowards, but yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah. We are famously cowards.
It's so true. I'm going to have to push forward. Because would that be more cowardly if I didn't do it? I don't know. Anyways, this is a wonderful piece of trivia. Ewan McGregor, Hayden Christensen, Ian McDiarmid, Frank Oz, and Temuera Morrison were the only actors and actress from the Star Wars movies not to return and provide their voices.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, just everybody in those movies, yeah. Pretty much, except for Anthony Daniels. Yeah, great. So I don't know if you've noticed in this, Mason, but Anakin Skywalker has a scar.
Yes.
He's got a scar here. Mm. And the previous time we saw him, he didn't have a scar. Now, in Legends...
The question then, James, I don't know if you've stumbled on something here. Mm-hmm. The question is, how did he get his scar?
Yes.
Should we do some research on
that? I mean, I have done. I mean, you can do it, but I could just tell you. What would you prefer?
Your way would be quicker, wouldn't
it? Okay, good. Yeah.
It's weird that you've also just stumbled on the answer as well.
I know, right?
I've just posited this to you, and you've just already got the answer.
I'm ready to go.
Oh.
So it's apparently from Asajj Ventress, in Legends at least. We've seen that in a comic. We saw that in the Clone Wars 2003 series. I also think that this initially, they were a bit careful not to step on that original series.
I see.
And then as they got a bit of steam, they just went, we're just going to fucking barrel over that. Don't even worry about
That's
it.
Right.
That's Legends and this is real.
We're gonna print off a copy of the credits from that original series and every week we're going to rip one of the names out, chuck it in a fire.
Exactly. This is fun. So the original title of Star Wars from 1977 was actually Blue Harvest.
That's incredible.
That needed a working title because it was such a big hit when they were filming it. They actually needed something to disguise the production of it as to keep costs down, to keep fans storming the set.
Like a stormtrooper.
That's very, yeah, exactly.
Because they were like...
They all knew what that was.
They were going to like, they're like, we're going to storm this like
a
stormtrooper.
It's a big hit, so yeah. A lot of people don't know that. So here's something, some other lore.
Okay.
Maybe I'll let you answer this one. What happened to Rotter the Hutt after this movie in canon?
Oh.
Where do you think this little horrible creature ended up?
Used car salesman?
that's a pretty great guess. No, but the answer is who knows?
Oh, wow.
Just nowhere.
Wow, perhaps on a new series coming to Disney Plus.
Maybe, but I feel like
Stinky Rotter.
I feel like it's going to be...
And that would be his catchphrase. I'm stinky Rotter.
Look at me. Look how stinky I am.
Tom Holland does the voice.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Hello, it's me. I'm a little
horrible
creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Zendaya can play his beautiful human wife.
Ah, oh, fantastic. Yeah.
You don't want her to be yuck.
No.
Tom Holland could be yuck. He could be a yuck little boy.
I feel like they probably considered it for the Book of Boba Fett. Remember when Jabba the Hutt's cousins turned up, like intertwined? But I feel like they're going to save this for maybe the next generation of Star Wars films or whatever down the line. Because they're like those horrible little Yoda creatures. They take forever to mature, apparently.
I see.
Also, this is fun. If you watch...
let me be the judge of whether these are fun or not.
Mason, is this fun?
Yeah.
If... If you watch the Clone Wars...
James, if you're saying it is fun, I'll tell you that much. Say that for free.
If you watch the Clone Wars chronologically, this actually comes after episodes 216 and also episode 116. This isn't the first thing to happen in a Clone Wars, if you will. So there you go. Let's talk box office, though.
Okay.
I'll give you specific numbers.
James just gave me the thumbs down and a big farty noise.
That's true.
What does it mean, though? Let's find out. Let's listen on.
Is this fun? This is the first Star Wars movie not to open at number one at the box office. It cost $8.5 million, which is very cheap for an animated feature. I also feel like, is that even true? And it made $68.3 million.
It's a good return.
So, yeah, it's a good return if those numbers are accurate. I don't know. Look, I think I would have been way more receptive to this if it just came out on television. I think, yeah, like you said, going back and watching this, you can definitely see like the genesis of some really solid storytelling and characters.
Mm.
But this is not a movie for cinemas or for kids because a lot of people get shot in the head.
It's very true, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For example, even, I mean, look at the time that this video is going for, right? It's such a bland, an empty cinematic endeavor. That
wow.
What do you get to 40 minutes like we did for the other videos is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But not everything is as in-depth.
Do you think maybe we could stretch out this video for 40 minutes using maybe footage of live-action Obi-Wan Kenobi with his macro binoculars looking at animated Obi-Wan Kenobi with his macro binoculars?
Yeah.
Binoculars.
Or perving on girls at the beach, you know?
Yeah, as he probably does. Great. Anyways, like we mentioned, we've done all the prequels. We've done a bunch of Clone Wars episodes. We've even done Rebels, the Star Wars Rebels. Some of that, haven't we, Mason?
Star Wars Rebels.
Star Wars Rebels. But if you have any suggestions for what you want for Caravan of Garbage, please let us know. And look, maybe you're like, what's coming next week? Great question. Here's a hint. Anyways, if you do want to see that early, you can head over to bigsandwich.co. Is that fun, Mason?
It's very fun.
That's right, because it's like our private Patreon. There's movie commentaries. There's bonus podcasts. As mentioned, there's early videos, a bunch of exclusive stuff. There's a huge back catalogue of stuff if you are interested.
Huge and
it's
fun.
Huge! What do you think of this movie? Is it good? The answer's no.
No, it is.
No, it's not a good movie. How? Why are you so forgiving of this?
It's free.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm paying $20 for this. I'm hating it, but it's just on Disney Plus. You just click over. James, did you hire out a cinema and watch it in a cinema for this?
Maybe I invited all my former friends to come and watch this.
No,
I said it's a big Star Wars release. I said, come and see it.
Oh, James,
come and see it. I said,
you've done the wrong thing there.
I have, haven't I? Mm. Yeah. Anyways, thanks everybody. We'll see you at the next video.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.